You're listening to SBS News.
Rujan and Jiwan look back through photographs of their old life in Iraq.
No answer.
Their 12-year-old son Adrian doesn't have many memories of his birthplace and the life his parents described as idyllic until 4 years ago. Jiwan is a school teacher and was under increasing pressure to convert to Islam from members of the local community. When she refused, their insistence turned violent.
Some terrorist people, they tried to kidnap my son. After that, we decide to leave our country forever.
The family fled to Jordan, and for 3 years they applied for visas to come to Australia. With the help of an uncle living in Melbourne and a church-based charity, they were granted a sponsored visa to come to Australia in 2019. Rojan says he was one of the lucky ones.
First day I'm arrived to Australia, the second day I'm going to work with them. Anyone have a sponsor here is very, very important to support his family.
It was a small but essential support network that helped his family as they began a new life in Australia. Human rights groups are now trying to put the idea of a refugee support network into policy with the Community Refugee Sponsorship Initiative. Executive Director of the initiative, Lisa Button, says the scheme allows individuals in a local area to form a sponsor group of at least five people to provide financial, emotional and settlement support to refugee newcomers during their first 12 months in Australia.
You get these sort of multi-skilled, talented groups who then sort of have roles to play when the family arrives. So someone might commit to driving the family to school appointments or other official appointments.
It's based on a Canadian program that's been in place for over 40 years. The practice has also been adopted by the UK, Ireland, Germany, New Zealand, Spain and Argentina. Almost 100 community groups across Australia and thousands of individuals have so far pledged their support for the proposal. Ali Rezna Yunespor, a member of the initiative steering committee, says it also has particular benefits for rural and regional communities who want to attract more migrants to the area but lack the provisions of existing settlement services.
This is a really good opportunity for government to involve the community, to get them along, to support the government program, but also to allow them an opportunity to help individuals and families.
The federal government already has a community support program, but it requires an upfront commitment of at least $50,000 for a family of five. Employment must already be arranged for a person to qualify, and there's an age limit. Lisa Button says a community-based program should be affordable and supplement the existing government-funded refugee intake.
It hasn't engaged the imagination of the broader community. It's just seen as too expensive and inaccessible. So we need to bring the cost of that down and address some other features of that program so that communities really get inspired to get on board and get going with this.
The Community Refugee Sponsorship Program was recommended as part of a wider review into refugee settlement in Australia commissioned by the federal government last year. The study was led by Professor Peter Shergold, the former Secretary of the Department of Prime Minister and Cabinet, now the New South Wales Coordinator General for Refugee Resettlement. It made seven recommendations to better support refugees' social and economic integration, including the Community Sponsorship Initiative. At the time, the government agreed in part to support the recommendations. However, progress has since been derailed by the COVID-19 pandemic. Professor Shergold says now is the perfect time to get the scheme back on track.
When we come out of coronavirus, can we do something a little bit experimental, a little bit innovative, but in a way I think many particular regional and rural communities would be interested in?
A proposal Jiwan hopes will soon be adopted. Her parents have also fled to Jordan. Their applications for refugee visas have been rejected four times so far. Their age makes them ineligible for a visa under the current community support program. And after losing her job due to the coronavirus social isolation measures, Jiwan says she's unable to send money to support them.
I hope one day my parents also came to Australia to live with us.
Abby Dinham, SBS News.